It begins tonight. KSRO celebrates its 80th anniversary alongside the Roxy 14 in downtown Santa Rosa. The Roxy Retro Series begins tonight, and Catherine DePrima is here. She's the Director of Marketing for the Santa Rosa Entertainment Group. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. I know you movie people. You're more late night people than you are early morning, so we appreciate that. So tonight we're going way back because the KSRO radio station was born in 1937, and tonight we're showing A Star Is Born from 1937.
I know, it's pretty exciting. And you know, I kind of looked into the film just to see what was going on with it, and you were pretty right on in that. This is the fourth actually showing. I mean, well, this is the first one, but if they're going to remake a movie that many times, it has to be good, right?
That's right. They are just about to remake it. And this one was an Academy Award winner in 1937 for Janet Gaynor and Frederick March, I believe.
Yeah. So anyway, we're pretty excited to do this. I was laughing, thinking about, well, now what could I say? Why are we doing it? Why is KSRO involved? And you're going to like this. I'm going to say, well, KSRO is always giving people what they want to hear, and now they're giving people what they want to watch.
Oh.
Pretty good, right?
So we've got the audio and the visual, Catherine. Well said. Well said. What do you think, Larry?
Well, you know, it's funny because they have made this movie three times, and the newest one that's going to come out soon is going to Bradley Cooper's directing it, and Lady Gaga is in it.
So Bradley Cooper is not starring in it?
I believe he is.
Oh,
he's going to direct as well. So,
sorry, I want to see him in front of the camera.
I know, isn't he just amazing?
Dreamy.
He's dreamy.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is the first one, and then they're also, we're going to partner together to show The Birds in October, which is very appropriate for October in Sonoma County.
Yes, indeed.
And then after that, American Graffiti, which again, speaking of dreamy, Harrison Ford, that's the first time I remember that hunky guy.
Me too. I think he was a construction worker on the set just prior to that movie being made. But, of course, that was filmed here in the North Bay also.
It was.
Yeah, and one of the many, many movies. So American Graffiti, another one of those that is really a great idea to see on the big screen. And we've been kicking it around. It's really become quite the source of conversation, Catherine, for us around the radio station. Okay, what kind of movies would you like to see on the big screen? And, you know, for example, I thought it was great in the last week or two that was the 40th, the re-release of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That's a movie you should see on the big screen.
Absolutely. There's so many of them. And we're just excited to be able to bring some of these movies back. You know, what we're understanding is parents are saying, yeah, I'd like to share this experience with my kids.
Yeah.
And it's not the same in front of the television.
No, it's not, because even with the pause button that you can go to if you need to leave the room, get a soda or whatever, it's not the same. It's not the same as being in a theater.
Especially because of the pause button. That's what the directors are saying. You know, film is meant to be seen with a large audience. You share the experience. And when you do hit that pause button, you break the continuity and the emotion.
True.
Yeah.
So. That's very true.
Well, we have the next couple, like I said, set up to show. It's the second Tuesday of the month, but we are looking for suggestions from the community. What would you like to see on the big screen?
I think you're going to get a lot of them because I think everybody has an opinion about this. I do want to add the fact that the movies in this retro series beginning tonight are $6
to
get
in. Only
$6,
right?
$6 for the retro series. And God help you, you're going to have Steve Jackson there tonight to introduce the film.
Yeah.
Well said, Catherine. Yeah, he'll be over there. The whole thing starts about 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm looking forward to tonight and also the rest of the movies that unfold. Now, do you have some place where people can let you know about the kinds of movies that they'd like to see be a part of the series?
Well, there's a couple of easy places. The Roxy 14 has a Facebook page, so it's easy to shoot me a note on that. Everybody knows about Facebook. And then you can also email me at events@theaterservices.com. Because we are artistic, theater is theatre.com.
Spelled way,
yes,
I see.
Yes, we're also very fancy.
Okay, okay, so we can do that. You can also go to KSRO.com if you've got some ideas, and
absolutely,
we'll be happy to share them with the Roxy 14. Well, it's a great idea. I'm happy that we're partnering with you beginning tonight, Catherine.
And I'm pretty excited about it.
Yes, nothing wrong with having a great relationship with the movie people. That's what I always say. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks
That's
for having me.
Catherine DePrima from the Roxy Theater. The movie series begins tonight with A Star is Born, 7 o'clock at the Roxy 14.